Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Frank Ryan of the 101st Legislative District in Lebanon County. Representative Ryan, welcome to this report to your constituents.
Mike, thanks so much for letting me be here today.
There is an issue that many people have dealt with in education in Pennsylvania for a long time, and that has to do with what's referred to as unfunded mandates. I understand that a lot of this comes from the federal government. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's a major problem. These unfunded mandates are driving school districts and school boards and property owners absolutely crazy. One of the ones I think probably is a good example is No Child Left Behind. We saw a great deal of that. We're seeing a little bit of the same situation starting to surface with Common Core. But I think probably the clearest example I can give you is helping children with disabilities. And one of the things I think is important to recognize is just take a step back. In 2014, I walked across the United States to raise awareness of needs of children with disabilities. It's a soft spot in my heart, and it's one of the things I hope to go back into and deal with across the board in my non-legislative life. But I mean, it's something that needs to be dealt with a great degree of respect and dignity, because these kids are wonderful people. But what's happened in the way the federal government has done it with unfunded mandates, they've put the responsibility to fund children with disabilities on the local schools and to some extent state funding. But what happens is that you now have a situation with parents who have children with disabilities who are actually shopping for the school district to go to who has the better program, as opposed to doing something where there's a more uniform approach to it. And so what I'm recommending with these unfunded mandates is that our federal government be pushed back on by the state legislature, of which I'm now part of it, to sit back and say, you know what, you need to fund these programs for so that we have uniform care for children across the board, and then relieve the burden of the funding from the property owner, at the same time provide comfort to the families that have children with disabilities. You know, one of the things I found that when I was dealing with, in the 28 years I volunteered to be a member of a board of directors of kids with disabilities, if you provide more consistent treatment, the probability of a successful intervention is increased. But when we provide a situation where the funding's not reasonably assured for the community, it just wreaks havoc on this child's care. And then the parents are left with a situation where do we have to move to in order to be able to get the care? We have a couple situations in my own county where we've got some really good programs. And so what happens is we had one particular case where due to an unfortunate family circumstance, a child with a disability was reassigned and they weren't able to get quite the care they needed. So they went to a Lebanon County school. And so the way it works is the funding doesn't flow with the child. We want to give the parents a greater hand in helping to care for their children. I mean, I believe strongly in the value of human life, and that means across the board until natural death. And so we have this need to take care of the child and to push back on the unfunded mandates. And that's the purpose of the legislature. So what I'm proposing is that we push back on unfunded liabilities. And what we do is we get the federal government to pay those costs to the localities. That frees up about 15% of the average school districts. In some cases in Lebanon County, it's 8%. In some cases, it's 17% to relieve a responsibility on the property tax owner. Now, to be clear, I'm just shifting taxes in this case. I'm taking it from the local and the state level and putting it on the federal government. So what I, again, frequently see across the board is through this amalgamation of programs that they put in, the federal government does things and almost doesn't care about the impact on the local community. And then they can sit back in Washington, D.C. and say, well, I haven't raised your taxes. Well, maybe you haven't, but you've created laws that put us in a position where we absolutely have to. So that's what I'm doing here in the Pennsylvania legislature. And we think that if we work together with our representatives in D.C., we can have a positive impact and get the funding for our kids that we need and relief for the property owners that we hopefully will get as well.
Representative Ryan, thanks for this report. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Frank Ryan.